And then on Sunday, I had more work to do, and we had to go grocery shopping at some point, but I'm not going to read you my coupons like Big Fatty does, because, you know, that's not... We did forget the mouthwash, though, so now I've got to go back and risk my life again just to get mouthwash.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now I've got to go back and risk my life again.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3274 of the BFO for Monday the 31st of August 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend, or Big Fatty, just the parts that you can remember. Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B with the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Two-thirders, Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are two-thirders today, because, y'all, 2020, two-thirds over. Big Fatty, it seems like it's never going to end. Well, it's moving along. Y'all, before you know it, it'll be September. Yes, Big Fatty, tomorrow. It's the last third of the year. Big Fatty, you're just silly. I think we're all ready for 2020 to end. Big Fatty, I would say you could say that again, but you couldn't say it the first time.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. Yeah, I can see y'all today, the 31st of August, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met both of these people, and one of them I was supposed to be meeting this past weekend at the Pride 48 down there in New Orleans, but y'all, you know, we had the COVID and the hurricane. So, y'all, there was no way in hell that was going to happen. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. There was no way in hell that was going to happen. But, y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, one of the many co-hosts of the Stinky Orangutans. Yes, Big Fatty, Big Ricky gave it up for Lent. And he also did... no wire hangers with Kana. Y'all, it was a battle royale on that little show. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only J.C. Marple. Big Fatty, we love J.C. Marple. It's true. Y'all, just as nice as he can be. At least a Big Fatty was. Big Fatty, not so much with Kana. Well, anyway. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this has been a long time. longtime listener of the BFO, lives over there near that Taffy Carlisle Huffington in Rodan. Not Rodan, Coffee Boy Taylor. Well, Big Fatty J.C. Marple's close too. Well, anyway, y'all, I met him at, y'all, it was one of the good days. It was one of the good days where we had the afternoon tea with the Queen. And y'all, he also is the composer of The Tropical Skull. I don't know how widely known that is. Y'all, he's been in the chat room at the Pride 48 events many, many times. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Mac and Flo Rida. Oh, man, we love Mac and Flo Rida. It's true. So, y'all, if you see J.C. Marple or Mac and Flo Rida on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Y'all, I don't know if y'all can hear the thunder, but y'all, we are having one of those summer popcorn, one of those popcorn showers here at the villa right now. But y'all, we've had lots of thunder, and I think we had a downpour, big, fatty, vulgar. Y'all, getting the rain coming down. Yes, big fatty. And y'all, let's say over the weekend, y'all, young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by on Thursday. Was he here for the recording on Thursday or for the Friday little show? I think he may have been. Anyway, he came by and we had a nice visit. And y'all, then of course, had to watch the Love Island. Be fatty, you and that damn love. Y'all, that Peter G posted something on the Twitter. It says, the name of your penis is the last television series that you watched. And y'all, I'm just glad I've watched something since Schitt's Creek. Love Island was mine. So anyway, let's see. I watched that, and then I watched the Big Brother after that, because I had recorded it, and it's getting good. It's getting good. Y'all, don't forget, later tonight, Monday night, we're doing the live, but first, over there at the Pride 48, so come on over there to the chat room. Just come listen and or don't. Be ready. Anyway, y'all got up on Friday, and y'all, I'm trying to think. Y'all, I haven't done a whole lot this weekend. Be ready. What else is new? I did a nipple walk several times this weekend. Y'all, it's still very hot and humid. But y'all, there's been a little more breeze, so I've been able to venture out a little bit. I mean, I went out and it was 103. It felt like 103, but there was a 14 mile an hour breeze blowing. So y'all, I still came back drenched. That is, you've lost control of your incontinent. At least there was a breeze blowing while I was walking. But y'all, then on Friday night, y'all, we had Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, I was in laying on the bed. I guess it was about 3:30 or so. I may have closed my eyes for a few minutes, but y'all, then I hear the front door open. And in walks young Nicholas. And so I said, yeah, hello, lovey. And y'all, he's talking, but he's not talking to me. And I'm like, well, who the hell else? Y'all, Granny had arrived earlier and had let himself in the back door. I'd left it unlocked because I knew he'd park out back. And y'all, he had let himself in, and y'all hadn't said, hey, Granny, or anything. He saw me laying on the bed, and he thought, well, he probably needs his beauty sleep. And Big Fatty, he wouldn't be wrong. Anyway, got up, and we all sat around and chitter-chatted for a little while and everything. And Durwood showed up a little bit later. Yo, Granny treated us to a pizza pie. We had two pizza pies. We had a pepperoni and mushroom and a big meat pizza. Big Fatty, the big meat pizza is... And with that, I had, what did I do? Oh, y'all, I made pizza rolls. I made pizza rolls. Yes, Big Fatty, because pizza's not enough. And we had the pizza rolls as an appetizer. And y'all, then I cooked the Arby's curly fries in the air fryer. And Big Fatty, it was carb fest. It was carb and sugar fest. And then we had... Dark chocolate peanut M&Ms for dessert and lots of wine in between. You know, Friday was National Red Wine Day, y'all, and we celebrated appropriately. y'all slept very well. Yes, Big Fatty, cobs and wine. And got up on Saturday, and y'all, I really don't remember what I did Saturday. Y'all, I just kind of piddled around, I think. And I did nipple walk on Saturday. And then, y'all, Durwood, because we had the Pride 48 party Saturday night at 8 p.m. in the evening over there at the Pride 48. And so, last month when we did that, Granny and Durwood and young Nicholas, they were here, and they were on one computer, and I was on my computer in the studio. And so Durwood said that he was going to bring some wings. So he was asking what flavors we wanted and everything. Granny said he wasn't sure he was going to come. And we said, well, that's, the, you know, we want you to be here, but, you know, that's okay. And so he did decide not to come. But, y'all, what did we have? Durwood had wings. We had five different flavors. We had jalapeno cheddar, lemon pepper, ranch, what is that called? Teriyaki, and then there was a margarita. Oh, Big Fatty, and y'all, we think it was the margarita that just didn't taste like anything. But y'all, he had gotten homemade onion rings also, and cheese curds, and it came with a solid, and it was supposed to come with the French fried potatoes too. Big Fatty, that's another carb fest. It's true. But y'all, it sure was good. It sure was good. And Durwood had worked all day in the yard at his villa. And so he did not stay for the Pride 48 cocktail party, but young Nicholas and I, we were there for it. And y'all, the gin was flowing. Yo, by the way, that Holly out there in Denver, y'all, he's giving the old Tanqueray 10 another try. You know, he's just checking it out. So, Big Fatty, he'll be hooked. But y'all, he's not using the Peter G tonic water. So we got to get him on that. Then slept very well again. Saturday night, yes, Big Fatty, the gin and the cobs, it's true. And y'all, then I got up on Sunday and I had my coffee and read the newspaper and all. And then what did I do? For my breakfast with my coffee, I had the the two leftover pieces of the big meat pizza pie. Warmed it up a little bit, but and I mean, that doesn't sound very good with coffee, but y'all, it sure was good. And then I have just been piddling around. Yes, Big Fatty, we have been walking behind you cleaning up. But y'all, that I think, and I've caught up on the Love Island and everything, and y'all, I meant to mention that in the Pride 48 chat room for the cocktail party, you know, we had a good crowd. But y'all, of special note was my Northeast straight daddy, Dan, who decided to come by and join us. And I think he has been to one before, but y'all, he's drinking some scotch, That's like drinking mouthwash is gin. Gin is cologne. Anyway, so y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Ready! Y'all, our census today is from one of the co-hosts of But First, y'all, it's Sam in the Hinterlands. Y'all, she lives in the only time zone that matters. She's a listener, and she's been listening 3 or 4 years. Her favorite segment is Hamming It Up, wouldn't change a thing, or she was too kind not to put anything down. She's never called the voice letter number. Y'all, she was going to come to Pride 48, but that got all poopied. And has never used a special chair. Big Fatty, I find this hard to believe. She's in the medical industry. She declined. She declined to mention anything about sharding herself. Big Fatty, that's all right. Tamari's is from Chris from New Jersey, from Tennessee, from New Jersey. Y'all, the weakest link, y'all, used to be with that old woman. Y'all, well, they're bringing it back sometime this fall on the NBC with Jane Lynch as the host. Y'all, I've got a couple of more debuts here for other quiz programs. Y'all, that Dancing with the Stars is going to debut September the 14th. Celebrity Family Feud, Pressure Luck, and the Match Game start new seasons on the 24th. October the 13th is The Bachelorette. The 16th of October is The Shark Tank. And on the 18th of October, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Kachaks and Supermarket Sweep with that Leslie Jones as the host. Big Fatty, will she wear sweaters also? Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, now don't forget when you wake up tomorrow morning, y'all, that is the 1st of September, and you got to start it off. You got to start it out with a rabbit. So put that, pin that note to something. You just, I don't know what that means. Nobody knows what it means. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat and, what's his name? Adam, it's the start of a new week, and what does that make you think about?
Now I've got to go back and risk my life again.
Oh, yes, risking your life to listen to the BFO. Just perfect.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.